You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Myself that we can be more than just friends. I always think that if we move too soon, it would all end. I live in misery when you're not around, round, round, and I won't
Echo.
Be satisfied till we're taking those vows. There'll be some love making, heartbreaking, soul shaking love, love.
Come on.
What's it gonna be?
Praise the Lord, niggas.
Sing the song in six different keys.
That's right.
You better go ahead.
You know, I live my life everywhere. I'm a gypsy, even in the voice.
Listen, do what you want to do, okay?
Till I'm satisfied.
Praise the Lord, niggas. Welcome back to another episode of Getting Grown with Jade and Kia.
Of Jade.
Singing intros. That's what I was, I guess, going to say. But we have had, listen, it's been a rough start today, but we're going to continue to push forward.
Right.
On Getting Grown, we're here and we talk about all kinds of, you know, hood ratio. But the gist of the show is, you know, the show is for and about blackity black women who are out here trying to figure out how to adult for real, navigating the tests, the trials, the twists, the turns, the triumphs, the temptations, and the taxes of being a real live adult in the year of our Lord 2018. So, yeah, man, we back.
Here, sis. I say, you know what? Let's just jump into it.
Jump in.
I say we jump into
both feet. Bang, 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 bang.
So we have tickets to give away.
Yes, Lord. Let's do it right now because y'all have blown our email to smithereens.
Yes,
so let's just get right into it so we can just get over this and move forward. We're excited. The show is this week.
Oh my God. Crazy. It's in a couple days.
I don't know what to do.
I don't either. I don't know what I'm wearing. I don't know anything.
I'm just totally not prepared. Nevertheless, we're all going to converge upon the Arc Theater in Southeast DC Friday the 13th.
Yes. I have a request for everybody who attends.
All right. What's your request?
I want everybody to stand up Wakanda forever and sit down before we start. I just need that.
Make the shoulders bounce.
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm down.
All right, Arc Theater.
We have some tickets to give away. We have a total of 4 tickets to give away. 4 lucky listeners who sent their emails will be receiving a ticket to come and kick it with Jade and I and a few of our favorite friends at our first ever live show. Let's just get right into it, sis. You wanna start the party?
I got it. So the very first person to receive a free ticket to the Getting Grown First Anniversary Live Show is Harmony Simpkins.
Whoa, Harmony, girl, you had did that, sis.
You did, Harmony. You wrote in super fast, and for that, you will be in attendance with
the
us.
The episode was posted at 9 a.m. Harmony sent her email at 9:23
y'all, a.m.
I just felt like, I don't remember if we discussed it at the start of the show or at the end, but either way, Harmony dropped everything and sent that email. So, sis, for that, we're going to look out and make sure you get this ticket. We will be in touch with, you know, logistics will probably just forward you.
Yep.
Or I don't know. We have to figure out. We'll let you know. Yeah, we'll let you know.
Your face will be in the place, Harmony.
Absolutely. Without question.
The next person on our giveaway list. You want to give a drum roll?
Drum roll. That's me slapping my big fat thighs.
Ephraim.
That was so ugly. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't want to ruin it for Ephraim. Please. Ephraim.
Ephraim Hill.
Ephraim Hill. Ephraim must be Baptist because this is a good biblical name. Ephraim. I feel like Ephraim's mom had to be the superintendent of the Sunday school of his church because this name, this, listen, Ephraim and Manassas. If you know who Ephraim and Manassas are, tweet me. You're not going to win anything. We're just going to be good friends.
Tweet it.
Because you understand that Ephraim is from Houston, right?
Ephraim is from Houston. He is from Texas. I'm not sure if he's from
Houston. Yeah, he's from Texas, but he let us know that he will be in D.C. attending the National Black Association for Speech, Language, and Hearing Conference. So since he'll be in town, come on over and kick it with us, Ephraim.
He's hashtag team typing fast, and now you are
hashtag blessed.
You'll be in the place with us, Ephraim. We will be in touch. The next person... The third person on out of our four is Sakina Shabazz.
Woo! Girl, Sakina.
Sakina, you were raised super black and I love it. I can tell. Sakina Shabazz said that Uncle Sam took more money this tax season than he ever has before. And so she had to skip out on the live show. She tunes in every week. And so therefore, Sakina, you know what? We understand fully.
We feel your plight, sis.
He's a hater. And so your face will also be in the place with us.
Yes, indeed.
To have you.
See you on Friday, sis.
Friday. And then...
last but certainly not least, the final person, you know, one off the strength of the subject line of her email. Her name is Sierra Johnson. Sierra said, please let me win this damn ticket, Jesus. So, Sierra says... join us at the Arc Theater on Friday. We would love to have you. You have won a ticket. We will be in touch with what you need to do in order to claim your prize. And we look forward to hanging out with all of our four winners. Thank you to all 11,000 trillion of you all who sent us an email. Yeah. And we are very sorry that we don't have tickets to share with each and every one of you. Howsoever, hopefully we will not, you know, this won't be our last live show.
No, and it won't be our last giveaway, but next time,
absolutely.
You got to be quicker than that.
You got to be more careful.
You got to be like, don't be sorry, be careful.
That's it.
So thank you. Thank you to everybody who wrote in. Congratulations to our four winners. We will definitely be in touch with you guys with your ticket information. We can't wait to see you all there. And we are going to move right on along.
Rolling, trash. Rolling.
Basura time.
Ah, cha cha cha. Cha 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 cha.
Cha 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 cha.
Cha 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 cha.
That's me laughing. All right, you all already know what the very first thing on the list is.
Woo!
Cardi B is pregnant.
Well, we've been known that. She just decided to formally announce it.
Yeah, I know we doubted for just like 2 seconds, but I always had a hunch.
I mean, I wasn't clear. I didn't want to speculate. I didn't know. I felt like, I feel like pregnancy is one of those things that you can't really hide. So,
especially when you sit awkwardly on a couch with Ebro.
Especially when you sit awkwardly on a couch with Ebro. And then at the listening party, she was like sitting on like the back of the couch. And you know, and you could literally, like, she had on a big jacket and all that, but I was like, there's clearly a belly between these legs. Like, you could actually see the stomach. I'm like, yeah. Cardi girl, I know she's getting tired. And I felt like it was just tired to keep it up. It was just tired because she is visibly very pregnant. So,
oh, she's pregnant. She's pregnant. She's due in July. And she obviously she like, you know, she's finally happy to be able to let the news out. I personally feel like the label or her publicist is who made her not announce it yet, which is understandable, I guess, with the boom of her career.
I think they thought maybe it would detract from the release of the album.
I think that's exactly what it was. And so, which, by the way, Invasion of Privacy has gone gold already.
Listen, it was gold in like 2 hours after.
It was.
Like, I mean, by morning, it wasn't released at like midnight, and by morning it was already gold. Because Cardi's
like a, it's like a Reed live show.
Yeah, clearly. Hello? Hello? But look, yeah, look. It's crazy. Cardi's out here. She's not going anywhere. There's a host of people. I mean, I think it's fair for us to say, I don't know. Cardi was saying, I understand that she felt like she didn't want to announce it because people would scrutinize, you know, the pregnancy and tell her what she should and should not do. I think it's fair for people to have an opinion, you know? Is it something, yeah. You know, because you put yourself in the public eye. I think you can have an opinion without being critical. Like, you know what I mean?
I agree. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
feel how you feel about her relationship with Offset, and obviously, you know, we've all seen a number of things go down, but at the end of the day, she's a grown woman who's made a decision for herself,
right.
And all you can do is choose to be happy and bless that baby.
And it's, I mean, it's done now, and I mean, like, for me, you know, I feel like Cardi's super young. Would the timing of it, you know, I don't know. We can all sit around and think about whether or not this was intentional or whether it was a mistake or if they should have been protecting themselves, all that XYZ. Would, you know, it be in Cardi's best interest to have a baby right now? Don't really matter because she's having one. So,
right.
You know, I could say that I don't feel like I would do it, but that's me and I'm not Cardi. So either way, there's a baby coming and we're going to talk about this more later at Kitchen Table Talk.
Absolutely. And I'm happy for all of her success. And we are going to leave it at that, like Kia said, because we have more to come. Second on the list, Hidden Figures has a TV series in development with National Geographic.
Really?
Yep. I guess the movie release, they were so happy with the movie release that they decided to develop a TV series. So it's still in development. There is no release date, but
I'm interested to see how they're going to put that together. Because, I mean, is it going to be like documentary-esque or is it still going to be kind of like a scripted program? But either way, Hidden Figures is an amazing book. The movie is great as well. But I mean, the book is really phenomenal and you really get into the meat of the lives of these women who were the actual hidden figures, you know, out there making the pages clap at NASA, at Langley Field. So everybody, if you can, if you have not, check the book out. It's an awesome read. But the movie, you know, we've all seen that. We all went and supported it. It was all great. It's you know, critically acclaimed. We love the cast. It was amazing. But yeah, I think that it's a good look. Anytime, you know, the narratives of Black women are being showcased and highlighted, I'm always going to be behind it. I'm hoping that they allow Black women to tell our own stories. you know, I'm interested to see, you know, I want it to be more documentary-like and less, you know, of the scripted drama kind of situation. But ain't nobody asked me for real, so shout out to National Geographic.
Well, we're the ones who have to watch it, so hopefully you all get it right. Yeah.
Shout out to National Geographic. Appreciate that.
Black Panther has beat Titanic as the number 3 highest grossing movie.
The power of the Black Panther. You know what that means, sis? That means that we have watched
from the mountains in disgust. As you hit the glacier.
And we have watched as your technological advancements have made us all go see the movie thousands and thousands of times.
Whereas with Titanic, it was too long. It was 2 parts.
Are you done?
was me 1 hour and 60 minutes into Titanic.
Thank you, Black Panther, for being everything that I needed you to be. And congratulations to Ryan Coogler and the whole squad, the cast of Black Panther, just out here, just keep your foot on their necks. This is all I have to say. This is all I have to say.
Living their best life. Because Chadwick Boseman did his thing on SNL.
I have to watch this on my DVR. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I saw the clip on Instagram of the potato salad. Literally threw my head back. Like I threw my head back.
But you got to watch the whole skit. The whole Black Jeopardy skit is just... The whole episode is gold. Chadwick Boseman really showed his personality. I was so proud of him, like I said, for no reason. But I was super, super proud of him. He did an amazing job up there. It was like
Chadwick got the chops. So. I'm telling you, yo, he got the chops.
He do. So there's that. And then, Sheree was fired from the Real Housewives.
I mean, Sheree don't have nothing to talk about other than this ex-con relationship.
But everybody else,
right? And that's why she is always, you know, at the center of the mess, because she is the bone carrier. Mm-hmm. And now Bravo gonna have her carry them bones right out to the parking lot. Says, good night. God bless you.
It's like, I'm sorry. Mm-mm. We just don't need
We're all good. Thank you, Sheree, for your services. Chateau Sheree, go on over there and have a seat. Listen, Mary, what's his name? Tyrone. Y'all can get matching. Y'all can get matching wrist anklets, house arrest bracelets. It'll be beautiful.
Yes, y'all can be bound to the chateau.
It'll be a love bungalow. Get your whole lives. A love glow. Get your life. A love glow. And no, I know Kenya is probably somewhere doing, listen, she's probably somewhere doing a Harlem Shake.
No, you know,
oh
she's
God.
Twirling.
Her husband, his pierced nose. Come on.
Okay. Nope, I have a
good times.
Cool.
Is his name Mark? Is this Mark? I don't know. I think it's Mark.
Maybe Marcus with a Q.
He's really, Mario Van Peebles-y.
Oh,
yeah.
Tiny lady.
Mm-hmm. It looked like he should be on a box of Duke.
Tiny.
But Kenya is married, honey. I think it's fantastic because it gives her something else to do than to keep from stirring up mess. I love it.
Ooh, Kenya cracks me up. Her old evil villain self.
She is a villain. She is Maleficent.
She's Maleficent. That's exactly what she was. Because Maleficent is misunderstood. And when you get to the roots
she's
of troubled. Issues, she's troubled. Bad for her.
Yes, she's troubled. And she could really use some good sound and solid therapy.
She needs some. Did you see that Iyanla clip where she was like, do your children know that their mother was a hoe?
No. You know, that's on my DVR as well. Listen, did you watch Trina Braxton on Iyanla Fix My Life?
I did not.
Trina and Gabe were on Iyanla Fix My Life. We're going to have a TV episode because I said this on the Twitter. TV is, you know, one of my love languages.
It is.
And I think that it saddens me that I don't get to talk about my shows with you all because I feel as though we all watch the same programs. So we should find a way to have some sort of TV kind of recap. You guys let us know. A bunch of you jumped in my mentions on Twitter and said what shows you want us to talk about. Jade and I have to get together and pick which one or which ones we're going to do. But yeah, let's talk about that. Let us know if you want us to. It could be anything. Greenleaf, Love and Hip Hop. If y'all want us to talk about Black Ink or...
Oh, you know I can talk about Black
Of
King
course. If you want us to do, if you want a Scandal, if you want us to do the Braxtons, if you want us to do, you know, we can find something. Atlanta, yeah. You know, let's do, just let us know. Just let us know. This Is Us. I haven't watched This Is Us ever. Do you watch This Is Us?
I do. I don't know.
I feel like it would trigger me, but I would. Yeah, I
don't know if you watch This Is Us. I don't know if that's
everybody who I know watches just be in here weeping, and I don't know if I have the emotional bandwidth.
Sis, self included.
I can't. And you don't even be crying.
Right. And I'd be mad. I watch it upset because I'm like, I remember one time I didn't cry for an entire episode. I didn't tear up. I didn't have that, you know, heavy feeling that you get in the bottom of your throat. And then in the previews for the next episode, they got me. I was like, oh, these niggas do it every time.
No, I can't. And you'd be angered. Oh, maybe we can do the Real Housewives of Potomac because they, child, there's lots.
Michael Arsenal calls them the real light skin crab cakes of Marilyn.
Oh, sweet God. What is wrong? That's my friend. I love him.
Housewives of Light Skin Crab Cakes.
Ooh, Jesus.
I'm sorry. I've never
they
watched it.
They don't have
it,
nothing to do. They just be at the Annapolis Mall. But God bless.
You know, ooh, light skin.
Tyson's
light
too.
Skin, it stresses me out. But anyway. Oh, yeah. The Tyson's corner. That seems like their lane. And I think that's it. We can talk about the Jay-Z David Letterman interview another time.
Oh, yes, we can. That'll give me time to watch it.
Okay. Boom.
Okay.
Strategy.
You know?
Let's move on to shout out to my sis.
Ole do it.
My sis is popping right now, like.
Buenos dias. Bienvenidos. Shout out to my sis. I'm going to go ahead and read this email because it's just so beautifully written. Hi, Jade and Kia. I hope this email finds you both well. You better be corporate. I have been listening to you guys since day one and I love it. My name is Kayla.
Hey.
Hey, Kayla. And I wanted to shout out my sis, Ashley Amber. My friend Ashley is a single mother of one living in the District of Columbia. She serves this country as an active member of the Navy Reserves, serves patients in the surgical department of a local hospital, and recently started a nonprofit, The Luggage Project. The Luggage Project concentrates on producing internationally sophisticated youth through cultural immersion by providing opportunities for youth that have not been abroad, a chance for exponential growth. The Luggage Project's purpose is to widen perspective, increase knowledge and resourcefulness, provide everlasting memories and involvement for underrepresented youth by affording them the opportunity to impact the world on a global level through service to others in their own communities and abroad. On top of all that, Ashley somehow found the time to write a book. The
Come
name
on.
Of the book is Fluorescent Beige. That sounds like it was written for me.
Oh, God.
Whisper Wasn't the shit. Fluorescent Beige is a collection of personal essays about Ashley's life. Amazon states that the content of Fluorescent Beige is entertainment at its finest. This book will prove to be an excellent read for readers who desire to exit the reality of life and dive into another world too good not to be true. The author's sassy and spunky writing style is refreshing and consistent through each story. The author is a true storyteller and her writer's voice can be felt throughout each story. The author provides out-of-the-box analogies and provides the perfect amount of description for each scenario. Her clever writing style allows each story to come to life, leaving just enough to the imagination to allow the reader to fill in the blanks. This is a funny and enjoyable read, a comedy literature lover's dream come true. I'm so proud of Ashley, and I want to share her accomplishments with your listeners. Thank you so much for your time. Congrats on selling out your live show. Thank you, girl.
Hey.
We will be sure to post the link in the description box for both The Luggage Project and for Fluorescent Beige. Whisper that shit.
My God. I think that Ashley might be your spirit animal.
She might be, Ashley, I think me and you need to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
So again, Kia and I will post the link in the description box. Shout out to you, Kayla, for writing in. And shout out to you, Ashley, for doing the damn thing all over the place. We're super proud of you. And we hope that you guys check out both links. Continue to send your shout outs to gettinggrownpodcast@gmail.com. And we will move right on along to the kitchen table talk.
Let's do it right now.
Right now.
Yes. I love The Luggage Project, though. I'm here for it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and dogs, hot dogs and hamburgers. We are back with Kitchen Table Talk. This week, we are just going to have a little fun. Wanted to do something light and just have some good chit chat around the kitchen table about just do some lighthearted banter about that's kind of related to pop culture. Jade and I have decided that she and I and all of the rest of you who support us and listen here, we're going to do some community service. We're going to help Cardi B plan her baby shower.
It's going to be black.
And it's going to be beautiful. Oh, yes. As you can tell, we are excited. Yes. We just thought it would be fun to just sit around and daydream. If we had the chance to plan a baby shower for Belcalis
Almanzar.
Yes. What would that entail? How awesomely fantastic would it be for us to just be, you know, Cardi's event planners? We don't really have a script here. We're just going to have some fun around the kitchen table with our snacks. And we're going to go through the basics. We're going to talk invitations, venue, location, food, guest list, decor, party favors, entertainment, baby shower games. We're going to just go through and think if we could do, we had, you know, money's no object and we can just let our imaginations run wild. What kind of baby shower would we want to plan for Bodak Baby? Huh?
Okay.
So sis, I'm thinking invitations need to be grand. I'm feeling like, are we thinking that like it needs to be some sort of like digital DJ Khaled announcement? Do we like how do we, yes. is it like a Times Square billboard? Like how are we all being invited to Cardi's baby shower? What do you think?
So what I'm foreseeing here is DJ Khaled is actually the right lane because he offers the positive energy for the entire event. And So what you'll do is you will receive a card. It will be in a box. You will take the top off of the box and take the card out. And when you open it both ways, DJ Khaled, a little hologram will appear and it's sitting cross-legged.
Like a genie.
Like a genie. A DJ Khaled genie.
Oh
and he
my
comes
goodness.
Out of the card. You've been invited to the baby shower of Bel Khalis Almanzar and that nigga.
And because you the best.
I forgot his name. Oh, Kiari. I think his name is Kiari.
Oh, okay. I mean, is he invited? Do we have to invite him? I guess so.
You know.
Is this a co-ed shower? I guess it would have to be.
Yeah, it'll have to be co-ed. So he's coming.
All right. Coming. Okay. So
that's the that's how I foresee the invitations.
I mean, I think that's, I also feel like it would have to be like, maybe like a ticker running across the bottom of the TV at the Love and Hip Hop reunion or something. Mm-hmm. Or like, mm-hmm. you know, a Target commercial. Cardi is just like, yo!
That's when you open your card. Your card goes, ew, as you open the pages. Yes, that's what we're going to
fun.
Do. That's what we're going to do, sis. It's going to open. It's going to go, ew, and then DJ Khaled's going to appear. A mini hologram like Tupac at Coachella.
She's gonna be like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, yum, 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 yum.
Come.
Oh, Cardi, this is gonna be so much fun.
We got you. What's next on the list?
The next on the list is the venue. I have a location in mind.
Okay.
I visualize it happening at Teyana Taylor's recently opened nail shop.
I'm here.
I feel like, you know, because Cardi always keeps a full set of just wonderfully adorned nails. Yeah. And I just feel like I just see it being in that sort of space, having kind of like the DJ. And it's a really cute shop. I'm also thinking on, you know, 2 Chainz opened a nail shop. So go with me there. I'm thinking in terms of that kind of vibe as far as venue is concerned. Lights, smoke, camera, like a stage. It's really looking like a music video.
Yes.
In every respect.
Yes. Hmm? Very pink trap house.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And, you know, lots of, you know, strippers and, you know, people just walking around in just opulent, unnecessary furs and jewelry. It's going to be in July, like June. So, you know, it's just going to be just June. Over the top in every way.
Hey, Safari, don't wear your fur.
Oh, I don't want him to take the bus either. Why was Safari on? Was he on the bus when he got robbed?
I think so. And I
straight.
So many questions. Straight.
I mean, not to laugh. I'm laughing at the situation, but I totally understand. If someone pointed a gun at me, I would shed tears in front of Angie Martinez as well.
Yo.
I don't have no problem with Safari feeling a way about niggas taking his stuff.
Yeah, I got, so not robbed, but I had a gun pointed at me when I was like 12 for the very first time. It was a vet. He was, you know, he was crazy. And he had like all these bullet shots around his apartment door, and he would spray paint each bullet shot. And like, it was crazy, but he pointed a gun at me. It was very, very, very frightening. But
I'm sure.
I don't think I cried. I don't remember crying.
Well, you are not me. Let me tell you something. My mom was driving us home from McDonald's one day. It was a Saturday. I'll never forget it. I probably was about 8 or 9. Mm. And I was in the car with my mom and my mom's Pontiac Grand Am. Mm. And me and my brother were sitting in the back. And we were driving literally down the street in White Plains, Lexington Avenue. We were driving down Lexington Avenue and someone was coming out of an apartment building on Lexington Avenue and was crossing the street in front of my mother's car. And he literally had a gun in the air. He didn't see me. He didn't point it at me. I just saw the gun. And I tell you, I didn't sleep for at least 3 months. I was in a full emotional breakdown. My mother was like, girl, he doesn't even know who you are. And I was like, oh my God. I was in full breakdown.
I don't know, he didn't point the gun anywhere near me. No, I think that your reaction is valid. And I'm concerned for myself that, because I don't remember having, I remember like being freaked out initially and running away and being like, ma, this dude just pointed a gun at, like he just pulled a gun out and threatened to throw bleach on me. Like it was a whole thing.
What?
And yeah, and he went back in his apartment and I booked it. Like I ran. So however, I am not making fun of Safari for crying because it is a traumatic experience. And Safari, to be fair, Safari ain't never painted himself as a street nigga.
Never.
Never.
Him and his mother was on Love & Hip Hop. Listen, like a fine, upstanding woman who went to work every day and told Safari to have his homework done. Like she was like, yes. I felt like his mother was like, Safari, where's your report card? Like, I don't feel like,
girls in my house.
Exactly. I feel like he was real. He was, this was not a situation where Safari was in the streets. And this is like, and I thought everyone who was coming for him in those comments was childish for all their caring, you know?
That's not cool, but...
Speaking of, wait. We gotta go back because I can't believe that I forgot to mention this in the trash. We're all over the place, of course. But I thought about Safari and that made me think of Little Mo.
Oh, God. I totally forgot about that.
We haven't talked about Fabolous and Emily B at all.
Okay, so pause.
I forgot because this was something I felt really seriously about. I think in all of the hoopla that we went through and trying to get set up to record today, it slipped my mind. But we would be totally remiss in not talking about this. So let us put the brakes on Cardi's baby shower because her baby bump's not going anywhere for a few months. We got a little time. Let's get into Fabolous and Emily.
So we mentioned it last week. We mentioned it last week, but go ahead.
So I guess my comment is more so, okay, from what I understand, Fab is facing, there was a Shade Room posted earlier this week that Fab is facing 3 to 5 years jail time since the release of the videos of him putting his hands on Emily and threatening her and her family. The post that I saw that, you know, I had the most visceral reaction to was the comment that the game made he feels as though social media is responsible. Cause he said, you know, in the post, I can't pull it up now, but he was saying in the post, like social media is like putting gasoline on the fire, you know, social media, the Shade Room is responsible for another Black family being torn apart. Fabulous's kids are going to have to go to sleep in the house without him now, all because of, you know, what has transpired.
First of all, pedophilic eggplant Friday.
First of all,
I don't give a fuck about anything you say because I can't take you seriously. You take selfies of your penis print in the mirror. Like, that's what you stand. You aspire. You go put on a particular pair of panties and you stand in the mirror. Those are panties. Those are not drawers he puts on. Those are panties. He goes and he stands. He goes and puts on his panties. And then he stands in front of the mirror, strategically places his penis in his panties. And then he proceeds to pose and take, I'm sure, multiple selfies because I know how this works. And so off that alone, I cannot take you seriously. And then on top of that, you are a grown adult man who lied on your dick or your fingers or whatever about this very young girl who you were dating, India Love. And I can't take nothing that nigga says seriously. Like, you're on social media talking about social media.
First of all,
fuck out of here.
I mean, we've already, first of all, so I guess I can say secondly.
Seventh of all.
I feel like... this is not even how the law works. And I think it's completely irresponsible for the game who has a daughter or who is just a man and a person, you know, with two eyes and some level of sensibility to have witnessed the video or to at least have seen it. To seen the video, seen what happened between Fabulous Emily, seen Fab literally knock Emily's teeth out of her mouth, to then say that anybody other than Fabulous is responsible for Fabulous facing jail time. And like for him to cape for Fabulous at a time where he should be totally disgusted and shocked and appalled and like indignant. Like he ought to be pissed right now, but he's pointing the finger at the platform that he's using. Like, so, you know, I can't, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the game in this case, because I don't want to paint all men in this way, but I will say it is very, it's exhausting to see the levels that some men will go to literally blame, like to place blame, like to avoid responsibility for anything.
Well, this is where the conversation, we are totally not doing anything we said we were going to do, but it's fine. This is where the topic of real toxic masculinity needs to be discussed, because there are cases in which I think the phrase toxic masculinity has been abused, but then there are cases in which it's been underused. And in this case, this is toxic masculinity. How are you placing the blame on anybody else? Nobody is in that video doing any of the things that Fabulous is doing. Nobody. What is this nigga's real name? Because I don't want to call him.
It's like
that.
John.
I think you're right.
I think it's John.
Yeah, every time I
say it's like a real regular name, like John Jenkins, John Smith,
John David Jackson. Okay.
John Jackson.
So, John David.
John David.
So, nobody is in the video and doing any of the actions or taking any of the actions that John David is taking. Nobody else is doing that. And so for you to try to take the blame off of him in any fashion and blame anybody else, that is the true problem in this society. If we're going to be real, like, it's niggas who don't really call out niggas.
Yo, and that's really the bottom line.
like it be your own nigga. Like, call out your niggas for their bullshit.
And I'm not saying that you have to take responsibility personally. I'm not saying that this has to be, I wasn't expecting, you know, the game to, you know, speak on behalf of all men, but I do have an expectation of game as a father and, you know, just as a decent human being, which I mean, I guess we can't assume. Any other person is a decent human being, but I do feel like there's an expectation, especially of him having a young daughter. What kind of message, I wonder, is he sending her in terms of, you know, like, what? Like, listen, and if you read the comments under the video that was posted, the comments under the game's comment, like, there are many, many other people, I won't even just say men and women, who, you know, were, you know, I wonder what Emily did to deserve, blah, blah, blah. Like, I just, all of that is, listen, of no consequence to me. What, I mean, the fact that Emily's teeth left her mouth.
Left her face. Her head. Left her head.
Bruh. Like,
how do you play? And then in the really sad part about this is, and this speaks to what we've been talking about and just adding on to the narrative of crazy, crazy women of color. Let's just say that, because we know that there's a stigma around Black women. There's a stigma around Latino women. There's a stigma around everybody. And this is, if this situation were reversed and she knocked his teeth out of his head and was waving a gun around threatening him and his family, everybody, there would be no hesitation in people calling her a crazy bitch and saying what needs to happen to her.
So true.
There would be no hesitation. So why is it in reverse? Nobody's going to say, well, I wonder what he did to get her so upset. Well, maybe they would. Maybe they'll say that he cheated. But I digress. I say all that to say, you know, there's a certain level of responsibility that's always placed on a woman. And then as soon as something happens to her and she's the victim, you guys are still finding a way to villainize her. And that's a problem. That needs to be fixed. You need to fix your thinking. So, anyway.
Woo!
Ooh, nigga. Okay, Lil Mo.
Oh yes, Little Mo. And Little Mo. Not even speaking in complete sentences. Talk about she gonna Olivia Pope the situation. You can't even Olivia Pope your own situation, Cynthia.
Why are you putting a lie detector on a test on a nigga who you've seen the footage, you've seen the evidence. Like, it's there.
Honey. Like, girl, I mean, if you don't have anything to say, then don't say anything. Because she was just, and I'm like, who asked her and why? Shout out to
anybody, Superwoman.
Bless her heart. Shout out to Dollar. Shout out to Call Me Dollar for getting Mo together on Twitter. I enjoyed you.
Good.
Thank you for your service. But yeah, we do appreciate what you're doing, the great work that you're doing here on the interwebs. But yes, this hodgepodge of an episode that we're actually doing. We can actually go back to the kitchen table and get back to, more pressing matters.
Yes.
Which would be
Cardi's baby shower.
And I think we've established the venue and the location. Giving Trap Nail Salon. Let's talk food, sis. I'm going to give the floor to you. I know you have a vision. Oh,
well, so my vision is actually, I want to stay very authentic. Mm-hmm. Because obviously you guys know that if Kia and I are planning the baby shower that I'm catering, nigga plug. Yeah. So, I want to keep it very authentic to Cardi's roots. She is Trinidadian and Dominican. And so therefore, to decrease some of my workload, I'm going to order a rack of food from, the Caridad. It's going to be lots of roasted chicken. Lots of arroz con pollo and pink beans, habichuelas and avocado salad. Yes. And that little delicious garlic sauce. Like, it's going to be a lot of that. Plátanos y maduros. We're going to have sweet plantain. We're going to have tostones as well. Maduros y tostones. And then we're going to take it over to Trinidad and we're going to have some roti skins and we're going to have some curry, which, by the way, you guys are going to get that at the Dopest Dinner Party. And
plug.
Some roti skins and some curry, and we're going to have some stewed chicken, some deviled eggs, because what is a baby shower without deviled eggs?
I mean, with loads of paprika.
Loads and loads of paprika.
Just like T'Challa
as
said.
Well as, oh, because there will be potato salad, and it will be done properly. There will be no raisins in it.
No Granny Smith apples or other foreign objects.
No. Nothing, please. nothing else. And then, I mean, obviously, we're just going to have a rack of food. It's just going to be a hodgepodge of all of Cardi's cultures. But sis, the number one thing that I must have at this baby shower as it pertains to food and beverage.
Okay.
Baby shower punch.
Please, please, please enlighten the people on what good baby shower punch entails. Please. What is it comprised of?
My niggas, stay with me.
This is going to bless you.
Because baby shower punch goes back to like our roots in Africa. I believe this is what they made in our villages. Baby shower punch can really be whatever flavors you want to put in it. But it consists of a juice, a soda, and a sherbet.
A good old frappe. A good frappe.
We love. So
this is for the culture. Love,
it is a for the culture event. And so we must have baby shower punch. So I'm thinking a peach Bellini flavor. I'd like to do a peach baby shower punch with a delicious, I think I want to source some blood orange sherbet. So it'll be like a peachy orangey situation. I'm thinking it's going to be delicious.
I cannot wait. You must use, okay, you have to use a good strong ginger ale. We can't skimp.
Sis, there has to be, you have to feel the burn.
You can't skimp.
You
know, you can't skimp and get like the store brand. We need a Schweppes.
No. Yeah.
At minimum.
A very good, strong, we need a strong, good ginger
ale. Yes, a good ginger ale. I'm excited. Yes. Now let's talk guest list.
Okay.
Okay. Now, do we want to go big and think celebrity, or do you want to just like, do you think, will Cardi have like a baby shower for the hood? Would she have a regular degular baby shower that we all could kind of swing by, or would she just have like an A-list kind of situation?
I think it's going to be a combo of both, because the thing about it is like the hood loves Cardi, like the celebrities love Cardi, and the regular niggas love Cardi. And Cardi is a regular, degular, schmegular girl from the Bronx.
Yes, she is.
And so she's going to want, remember, Cardi said not too long ago that she wished she could just go back to her grandmother's block and kick it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She just wants to go and be regular again. And so she would have all of the girls from the hood. I don't know if you all are familiar with a reggae rap artist by the name of Hood Celebrity. She's one of Cardi's good friends. So she will be in attendance, as well as the rest of Fordham Road and Kingsbridge Terrace.
Oh, man. Oh, what a time.
But I don't know if you saw all of the congratulations on her album from all of the vast...
Listen, from Oprah celebrities. All the way down.
Oprah posted a meme of herself.
Oprah, Diddy, Missy, like the list goes on and on and on.
It goes on and on. Remy, everybody congratulated Cardi. Everybody is out here for Cardi. 2 Chainz, all 17 of the Migos, like every who's not the father, everybody congratulated Cardi.
That was great. Well done.
It's great. So I think that the whole hood is really going to be, this is really a baby shower for the masses.
And my face is going to be in the place. All right.
I can't wait.
Decor. We talked about like it being kind of...
I forgot. I'm sorry. You know who's not invited?
Oh, dear.
Onika. She is not invited.
Oh, well, why?
Well, for one, I don't like her. And number two... Okay.
You don't. I forgot.
And two, she don't even rock with Cardi like that. She didn't even want to be. She said she wasn't going to do any scenes with her in the Motorsport video. And so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like she wouldn't do scenes with anybody else. And I just, you know, I read between the lines with that. And I just think it's whack. I think her whole behavior, her stank ass attitude. I'm sure we have a lot of Onika fans who listen, and I'm so sorry. I just want you all to know that my beef with her is personal. But
I really. I don't know. In my mind, I was just hoping that this beef between, or this kind of like tension or whatever this is around Cardi and Nicki, I've always just hoped in my heart of hearts that it was just contrived and people just trying to be messy. Because I don't feel like Nicki's ever said anything about Cardi. I don't feel like Cardi has said anything about Nicki. Like, no. I think
that any contention that we observe is one-sided. I don't think it's on Cardi's behalf. I don't think it's on her side. I don't think Cardi has any qualms with that woman. She's even said that she doesn't have any problems with her. But, oh, girl, I just don't like old girl's whole energy. I don't like her air. I don't like her. I just don't like her stank around her.
I feel like Nicki's in a place right now. I don't know. Maybe I'm just reaching, but I feel like this quietness. I feel like maybe she's in like a reflect. Or maybe I'm hoping. Maybe I'm hoping that she's like in a reflective space and she's just trying to gear herself up, because you got to dig down. I mean, because Cardi's kind of rise to notoriety, her claim to fame, like she's really kind of just blew up this year out of nowhere. No one saw her coming. She just kind of like took the world by storm. And I'm sure that, you know, all the work that Nicki's been doing thus far may have sent her into her feelings a little bit, like, whoa. So, I mean, not even on some jealousy stuff, but just like on some, okay, maybe I need to go back and make sure I'm digging down into who I am and what, and so I don't lose sight of that. Cause no, you mean you can't not. Nicki's out here. She's still getting accolades and collecting all kinds of awards for her success. And, you know, I respect it. I just feel like, I'm hoping that, you know, her silence, or even this is her just kind of giving Cardi her space, right? I'm not going to say nothing. This is Cardi's moment. Let her have it.
Okay, well, congratulations.
I hope so. I hope. That's what my hope is.
I hope she congratulated her, even if it wasn't in public. I hope she congratulated her on the album.
I hope so, too.
And I really hope that we can all, because the thing about it is, Jade of All Jades can do well, For the Culture can do well, and Team Typing Fast can do well. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I can
absolutely
applaud you and you can applaud me and we can join forces at times and we can still applaud each other from afar. And I feel like it needs to be the same thing across the board in entertainment. Like there's already, we need to be here for each other because niggas already don't like us like that. So we need to be here for each other. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, them niggas will turn on you.
I mean,
but your homegirls.
Absolutely. And I think that's what it's, I think that's really a big part of, you know, getting grown and growing up and realizing that two things can be true at one time, just like you said. So it's like, and you, like, for the culture, blowing up really is no fat off my meat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like it doesn't, you can win. You winning doesn't mean that I'm losing. Like, we can both win at the same time.
Exactly.
Like, exactly. I think it has taken time for me to kind of learn and get to that place where it's like, you getting picked doesn't mean that I'm not going to get picked.
Right. Exactly. And it's like, it's also like, okay, so fine. You want to use Team Typing Fast and Jada Val Jays and say that they're two totally different things and be like, okay, well, that doesn't count because you all are not each other's competition. Well, first of all, you need to wipe the word competition exactly out of your vocabulary when it comes to people who don't have anything to do with you, unless you are in the Olympic Games. Okay, or you playing a game of basketball, cricket, football, soccer, whatever, you need to wipe the word competition out of your vocabulary. That's first and foremost. So if you want to put us all in the same category, me and Kia can sit here and watch Crystal win, and we can sit here and watch Fran win, and we can be proud of them for all that they're doing and still focus on what it is that we are doing. And it don't have nothing to do with the other one outside of just wanting to see your sister.
Totally. I'm geeked. I saw the fact that you're that for the culture, the dinner party in LA sold out. And I'm over here like, hey, like, it's a party because I feel like I celebrate you and it helps me win. Because mm-hmm. what does that even yep. mean? Like, there's no point in me feeling any kind of way. Because I mean, honestly, like I get excited when my friends win, the people who are around me win, because I know that guys in the neighborhood, absolutely. Right? Like, I feel like if you know, Jada XD go to LA and have an amazing show, and you know, or if we have an amazing show in DC, Jada XD can go to LA and have an mm-hmm. amazing show off the strength of our show and vice versa. So I don't feel like, you know, God is in the neighborhood. When you absolutely. Get blessed, I get blessed. So I don't know. I guess that's just my hope.
And it's a beautiful
thing. You know what I'm saying? I guess it's just my hope that whatever's going on or there's nothing going on, right? And people like to keep up this mess because it gives us stuff to talk about. But either way, mm-hmm. I hope that our lives are not one massive episode of like The Real Housewives and we can actually like coexist and support mm-hmm. each other in like meaningful ways. But again, we digress.
So Onika, you can come if you are bring supportive and you can come if you bring the envelope with the money that you owe girl. Me.
Here we go.
Then everything will be all settled and
go forth. Entertainment. Entertainment. So so is the baby shower also doubling as a gender reveal?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I don't know how we're going to have how that's going to happen. Maybe Cardi will turn like the Hudson River pink or blue or something. I don't know.
No, I think what's going to happen is that the Migos are going to perform because dad. And the Migos are going to perform. And then what's going to happen during the performance, because it's going to be a special song written especially for the baby shower, because I'm going to write it. For the during the performance, what's going to happen is you're going to see all of their diamonds. Everything that they have, including the ones in their mouth. They're going to open their mouths and all the diamonds are going to glisten the color that the gender of the baby.
Well, okay. You clearly have this mapped out. I'm going to let you have
it. Yeah, I've thought about it. Thank you. So, Johnny the jeweler, we need to have a conversation.
I think, honestly, I think as a beautiful favor, moving on to the next segment, a beautiful favor for all of us mm-hmm. guests would be like grills.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, bottoms.
Bottoms, right? I think we should all get bottoms. Oh yeah.
Twins.
I'm excited. We should definitely get bottoms.
Bottom grills. Absolutely.
Bottom grills. Everybody get, and that's so like Fordham Road, right? Like you get your bottom. We're gonna be right there in the Bronx.
And then just the way that you RSVP for a wedding, if you want the chicken, the fish, or the steak,
yep.
We're going to allow you to RSVP if you would like to have the open face or if you'd like a full cojones.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I think I'm going to go with the open face.
Yeah. Same.
I think so. Yeah.
It's set.
So is anybody else going to perform other than the Migos?
Gucci. Gucci Mane is going to perform. Yay, Gucci. Gucci is going to perform. Yeah. And then a couple of strippers.
Of course. You know, from Cardi's old club.
Oh, yeah. Our homegirls from the Backbacks. They're going to come and they're going to perform. And we are going to have a stripper-filled Gucci Migos extravaganza.
Are we going to play any baby shower games?
Woo.
What kind of baby shower? Like, can you play like What's in Your Purse with like Keisha K.O. or something? I would feel no kind of way, honey, taking out my bag from Target next to Keisha. Like,
yeah, we're gonna have a scavenger hunt. Okay. Is what we're going to do, and we're gonna put ridiculous things on the list, and then we're gonna see how many of these celebrities have them. And I guarantee it's gonna be 11 out of the 12.
We should have. Well, remember those old school game shows where it's like you step into the money thing. Like you step into like the money. What is it? Like I can't think of the name. Like. It's like
I know
money.
What you're talking about, but it's like the wind and the money's flying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just feel like we should have like a shmoney grab or something. Shmoney grab.
Like a scavenger hunt and a shmoney grab.
Man, this is going to be so lit. What are you going to wear?
Oh, wait. But before that, the very last game, you know, the niggas got to chug. You know, they have to chug the bottle to see who can chug the fastest.
Oh my gosh.
And obviously, we're going to have them chug Hennessy.
Clearly. Brown.
Because niggas fight and that's going to be entertaining.
Oh, man.
And then what am I going to wear, sis? Oh, well, obviously, we know that this is sponsored by
Fashion Nova. We all going to be Nova babes. Nova babe.
So I'm thinking I'm going to do one of those Amber Rose two pieces where the stitching is like stitched on my thigh. So like my thigh meat is out on the side.
Oh, my God.
And then it's stitched like in the middle. What did Justin say? He said it looked like a Converse titty bra.
Oh, my God. Shout out to Dustin. Dustin was the inspiration for this idea for the show.
If
you all cannot tell. I was like, Dustin, I want to have like a show, like a, you know, something like we can just have fun. She was like, plan a baby shower for a celebrity. And at that point, Cardi hadn't announced. So as soon as Cardi announced, I was like, oh, man.
Can I just say, and for those who follow me on Twitter, I called it at the top of the episode. I said, she's going to announce that baby tonight. And what happened? She announced that baby tonight.
You're a prophetess.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sis. Jalaija. That's terrible. Oh my
you
God.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm so ashamed. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Please spare me.
Oh. So, all right. I think we're good.
I meant that all in good
fun.
That sounds like a successful baby shower to me.
Yeah. So, yeah. We got to have like a photographer, videographer. Maybe we'll have like Hype Williams or somebody come back out of retirement. You know what I'm saying? Hype Williams is still working. Mm-hmm. But like Derek Blanks, it's got to be, you know, it's got to be like a DVD. There's probably going to be like a coffee table book that comes out of this shower. It's going to be a move.
I think I want it to come out kind of like a Lemonade HBO special.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I'm
absolutely
foreseeing.
With like confessionals.
Yes, confessionals from everybody.
Absolutely.
And I need Diddy to salsa dance. I need all of that like on camera.
He was giving me my life in that video. I don't know what I'm going to wear. I'm thinking I'm going to be doing a lot of running around with logistics and things. So I'll probably do it something really cute, like a little bodycon number and a cute little sneaker. Maybe I'll get, you know, I just ordered the Vapor Max. I see myself in a sneaker and a beat. You know, I just be running around with a clipboard trying to be helpful. This is my ministry gift to Cardi. I'm happy for her. And I want her to, you know, continue to, you know, grow and strive and all of that. So, yes, I think that's our baby shower. I think Y'all let us know what your ideas. Give us your input. If you have things that you would like me to add to my list on the clipboard, we can definitely talk about it. We can draft up a proposal and formally submit it to Cardi and her people.
Yeah, I'm here for it. So Cardi B's baby shower 2018. It's a move.
Are you going?
Oh, yeah. You better be there. You better hope you're on the invite list.
Today's episode is brought to you by Tomboy X. It's time to stop wearing underwear that doesn't make you feel confident. Underwear with more frills than function. Underwear your mom got you to fem you up. It's time to wear underwear that's made to fit you and how you see yourself. Tomboy X. Tomboy X has everything from bikinis, briefs, boxer briefs, trunks, and boy shorts to soft bras and racer back bras, all in everyday basic colors and fun seasonal prints, and all with options from extra small to 4X.
Regardless of where you fall on the size or gender spectrum, Tomboy X offers amazing underwear that anybody can feel comfortable in. I told you guys that I love my Tomboy X active shorts. I have some boxer briefs. I have a racer back sports bra that I absolutely love. It's super comfortable, a soft t-shirt. I'm really, really happy with my items. So go to tomboyx.com/grown and check out their special bundles and pack pricing. Getting Grown listeners will get an extra 15% off with the code GROWN. Again, just use the code GROWN for an extra 15% off. Ditch whatever you're wearing for a pair of Tomboy X underwear. Go to tomboyx.com/GROWN.
Chew.
Honestly?
Truly.
It is time for the honesty box.
We have two this week. We're going to do an update to an honesty box that we did back in November.
Fine.
Because it was such a dope update. And then we'll do another. So it says, hey, ladies, I come bearing updates. I was going to save it for the live show, but as it gets closer, I'm losing my nerve.
Oh, no.
No, because that actually sounds like something good to say on the microphone.
Yeah,
that sounds like something I would want to hear.
Yes.
First, thank you for the birthday wishes. It made my day and I bragged to everyone that would listen. Girl. I spoke to my manager. Happy hoppy. I spoke to my manager about feeling unhappy at work and doing the most despite not being paid for it. She understood and agreed to pick up some of the slack while also learning to delegate tasks to my coworkers. Soon after our conversation, I was able to put in my 2 weeks notice because I found a job that offered not much, but better pay. When word spread about my departure throughout the company, it was suggested that I do an exit interview. I didn't mind doing this, but insisted that it be with the vice president of the company. She gladly accepted. My main purpose was to vent out frustrations that are company-wide to help better serve the people we support. She was so impressed with my professionalism and genuine concern that I walked out of there with a promotion.
Hey.
I went from direct support, not to assist manager, but to manager of another home and now making almost double what I was making before. Thank you, ladies, for your advice and the advice you gave shortly after about negotiating your pay. It definitely paid off. Thank you and see you soon.
Woo!
Working adequately and getting paid for
that's
it.
That's it. That's it. That's
yay!
It. I love updates. Yay, updates.
We had to read that. So congratulations to you. That is super dope. You walked out of there winning. And then the next honesty box question says, hey, Jade and Kia, I love listening to the show. Y'all get my life on every level and I appreciate that. I was blessed to get a big girl job at a young age, and Lord knows I'm so grateful for that. Hallelujah, won't he do it?
Yes.
Anyhow, being that I am the youngest member in the office and the only person without kids, it is always assumed that I can do everything. Staying late, coming in early, or driving everyone else to lunch. What? Sorry, I can't. I have a car seat and my car is... Oh, I can't. I have a car seat and my car is my coworker's favorite line. My coworkers lean on me to do those things because, in their words, you don't have a family. And my fave, I can be tired for any reason because you don't have screaming kids at home keeping you up at night. Like, are y'all serious? I work full time, I'm in school full time, and I'm married. What do you mean I can't be tired? Recently, I was 15 minutes late to work one day, and my boss was very stern with me that I needed to ensure that I am on time regardless. Okay, cool, I got it. Don't be late. The very next day, my boss was almost 30 minutes late. And in my boss's words, my kids wanted to cuddle this morning and I just couldn't get out of bed. This irritates my entire soul. I'm not a parent, so I don't understand how hard it is to be a parent, but it isn't fair that people with kids are given passes. I hear my coworkers getting babysitters for everything else, but when it comes to work, oh, they can't do it. How do I stand up for myself and not get volunteered for everything because I don't have kids? Sincerely, childless. Oh, childless. Well, first of all, I don't even like that. it's okay that you ain't got no kid. Like, it's fine. And I don't know. I do think that's kind of whack, like what your boss did. And it's,
that's more than kind of whack.
Yeah,
that's yeah.
Trash.
I think that there are healthy boundaries that you can set,
mm-hmm.
especially with regards to your time in terms of, you know, staying late, that kind of thing. And I think it starts with you finding your words to say, you know, respectfully, but sternly, like, you know, I can stay late on this day or that day, but, you know, if this is going to be a practice and we might need to have an additional conversation about what that's going to mean for my schedule or, you know, my compensation or however you want to handle it. But in terms of like justifying, I happen to believe that, you know, your age is of no consequence in this matter. You have a job, you work that job, you do that job. So how old you are in comparison to your supervisor or your other coworkers is really nobody's concern or nobody's business. And no one has the right to make any assumptions or judgments on you based upon your age. They don't know your life.
Right. Everybody files a W-2 at the end of the year.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you don't have to qualify or justify your you being tired or any other aspect of your life to these people who have, you know, nothing to do with it. And that, you know, sometimes you just have to kind of kindly get people together. You know, sometimes if you do it the right way, it only takes one time to do it in terms of like, you know, the next time somebody says something to you, oh, you ain't tired. You ain't got no kids. It's like, oh, sis, but you don't know my life. You know, having children is just one aspect of life and I might not have children right now, but there are other responsibilities and things that I have to do in my life, in my home, and, you know, all of which would be none of your business. So we don't have to talk about it. So, right. You know, I think that there are ways that you can, sometimes you got to set the tone in your relationships, and you can find a way to do that suits your personality, you know, and that's, you know, respectful and doesn't make the situation any more complicated or complex than it already is. Like, I'm not saying you go in there and, you know, set somebody's tail on fire, but there is a way you can kind of get somebody
together
in the know, you know, get somebody in the know. Let me get you together real quick. Let me get you up out of my business and then I'm back on into yours right quick. And, you know, you can do so with a smile and a God bless you at the end of the day and going about your business. Sometimes you just got to, people want to get in your business. You got to know how to usher them right back out. Sis, right. This is not your concern, not your lane. Hello.
And the next time you go to lunch, the next time y'all got to lunch and they try to volunteer your ride, you either volunteer them for some gas money or you tell them, oh, well, I'm sorry, I can't drive today. My backseat is full of my husband's tools.
Or anything. Like, my backseat is full of all the things that are mine and not yours and all the things that are my business.
My car.
My backseat are full of all of the things. My backseat is busy being my backseat. So, okay.
I can't. You know what? I can't drive today.
I can't drive today because my backseat is busy being my backseat, being none of your business. God bless you.
That's unfortunate that I can't. Well, I cannot drive today. So don't volunteer me. And that's it. You just have to start setting some boundaries. That's really all it is. Because the thing about it is, I'm talking to you from the standpoint of a person who has a child and, who works in corporate America. And have I used my child like for excuses for things that I need to do? Absolutely. Who hasn't? But I also do not care if somebody in my office who doesn't have a child, if they too have things that they have to do, because you know what? It don't have nothing to do with me. It's not my business. So I don't give a fuck. So those people are just being haters and, you know, using their children to, you know,
diminish whatever little bit of respect they're trying to have for you, or letting you do, trying to run over you or whatever the case, and use your circumstances, and don't allow them to use your circumstances. That's just not fair. You set those boundaries and let them know what will be tolerated, what will not, and what you will and will not be doing. And like Kia said, you can do it with a smile and a God bless you.
See you guys next week. Have a great weekend. Like, awesome.
All right.
Awesome.
Happy Monday.
And happy Monday. You guys have a great night. See you all in the morning. Like,
let's get this week off to a good start.
Absolutely.
Mad petty.
But yeah, I hope that's helpful to you, sis. Get them people up out your business.
Yeah, they don't need to be there. It doesn't matter what they have going on. Moving along
to the petty peeve.
And I want to be very responsible of the things I say to my sister, because everybody know I can be real petty. P-E to the T-T-Y, honey.
Time to put your petty on parade. It's time for the petty peeves.
Yeah.
My petty peeve today are for parallel parking assholes. I gave a brief summary with the cab driver from last week, but I'm going to expand that. So I'm sorry to do this. I know we have some white listeners, but
hey guys,
some of y'all's people be doing this. I find it most to happen with white people. We'll roll up on the side of them. Mind you, we drive a family-friendly SUV. We'll roll up on the side of them, roll the window down, you know, very kindly. If we can't get their attention, do a quick honk on the horn, nothing ignorant. And I find that immediately I see their buttholes clench. Like, I can see it through my window. And they put, you know, their hands at 10 and 2 and they face forward. And they don't, like, they don't want to look at me. Well, my nigga, you're in your car. Like I said on Twitter, Karen, I don't want your purse. I just want you to move your Subaru. Like, I just want to see if you are moving from that space so that I can have it. And so my petty peeve this week are for those people who continue to grab their purses or sit tight in their cars with their buttholes clenched, because they're afraid that I'm getting ready to carjack them or something. I'm here to tell you, I don't want to carjack you. I literally just want the space if you're getting ready to head out. And I hate you for what you're doing. And so there was a man today when we took Noah to dance. We dropped her off and we always like go and grab a coffee or like a smoothie or something while we're waiting. So, because they don't allow parents in the class. So we left today to go get a smoothie, rolled up on the side of this man. He pulls the asshole clenched 10 and 2. And refuses to look at me. And I know he was about to leave because I saw him get in his car, put his seatbelt on, and turn his car on. Pulled up on the side of him, kindly rolled the window down, and asked him, because you have to have courtesy, are you getting ready to leave? And he refused to look at me. And then finally, he's like, no. And I said, okay. And threw him a good long finger. And I was literally right here, parallel, like what and what with him. And I said, okay, since you want to be passive aggressive, I'm going to be passive aggressive too. So I'm just going to leave you with this kind greeting for the rest of your Sunday. I hope that you sit on it. So, yeah, that's my petty peeve this week. What's your petty peeve, sis?
I am struggling because I had one and I forgot it.
You should talk to the cable companies about the internet.
Yeah, my internet has just been going through some things. And I tried to reach out to customer service, and was struggling with, you ever had a customer service rep who was so helpful, they were not helpful? Like, Hi, I'm Jeffrey. I'm awesome. I'm just so elated and just excited to be serving you today. It's just an awesome day. Thank you so much for being with Verizon Fios. You have my undivided attention. How may I help you? And then I ask him like one simple question, like, hey, Jeff, if I upgrade my internet, like how long will it be before I notice a difference? Like, is it something that happens instantly or is it something that I have to wait a period of time for? Oh, well, I need your account number and I need all this information and this or that before I'll be able to tell you, blah, 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 blah. So I give him all the information and then he's like, oh, I can't actually do this over the phone. You will need to sign in. I'm like, Jeffrey, I'm already signed in. I asked you if, you know, I'm able to do the upgrade myself. I wasn't asking you to do the upgrade. I was just asking you if, you know, it was a timing issue. Is this something I'm going to be able to tell right away that I have faster internet, or am I going to have to wait a couple of days? Oh, it usually takes about 24 hours. So you just wasted about 10 minutes of my life with all of your pleasantries and please and thank yous. And you literally didn't even listen to what I said because you were so busy reciting your script,
sir,
that you weren't listening. And now you've wasted 10 minutes of my life that I'll never be able to achieve again. And I don't even have an answer. My problem is not solved. I can't.
It's not.
So I guess, yeah, that was a good suggestion, sis.
Thank you for calling Verizon. God. Is there anything else that I can help you with today? No! Was I able to solve all of your issues? No! Will you fill out this survey for me? Absolutely.
Will you do anything that I ask you to do? No. So, God bless you. Yes, ladies.
That wraps up another episode of Getting Grown with Jade and Kia.
Oh, yeah.
We thank you so much for listening. We hope that we'll see you guys at Cardi's baby shower, because obviously you can tell that it's going to be Littington.
So much fun.
It's going to be a lituation. And we cannot wait to see you all this weekend.
Sis,
on
let me
Friday.
Ask you for your update, because you told me to do this. Last week's show, we talked about doctor's appointments. And I'm just here to see if you have made your appointments.
I made my OBGYN appointment, and I made my, dentist appointment.
Yes, very, very good. So
I must schedule, I still have to schedule my physical and my eyes.
I was able to schedule an appointment with my primary, and I also have an OB appointment. I also have an appointment for my next dental cleaning. And I had one more on my list that I needed to take care of. I think the dermatologist or something like that. But there's just one more on my list that I need to take care of. And I will be doing that this week. Hopefully you all have been making your doctor's appointments, and we can get on track to making sure that we are healthy Black women. Thank you guys so much. We're so looking forward to the live show this week. For all of you that have asked, we do have intentions of recording the live show, and hopefully we'll be able to post that when it's available. And we will go from there. So thank you guys for listening. As always, we love you so much. Y'all know how to reach us via social media and our email. Continue to send us honesty boxes and petty peeve submissions. And shout out to my sis. Submissions and any other suggestions for Kitchen Table Talk or things that you want us to cover on the show. And I think that's it. Anything else?
Nope.
Yeah, man. Continue to drink your water, mind your business, and moisturize. Why, sis?
Because your black will crack if it's dry.
Good day.
Good evening.
Bye.
Bye.
'Your skin refuses to be defined by age. That's why Agency creates personalized anti-aging formulas that smooth fine lines, lighten dark spots, and improve the appearance of dark circles. Each formula is tailored to you and prescribed by a licensed dermatology provider. Formulas are customized with clinically proven ingredients like tretinoin, which is up to 20 times stronger than retinol. Get your first month free at withagency.com. That's WITHAGENCY.com. $4.95 shipping and handling, subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.